8 o'clock, and our community connection brought to you this morning by Dundas Family of Autos and also by First Baptist Church. And I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with Ann Cleary, and Kevin Bennett's in the room, but I'm going to start with Ann. Good morning, Ann. Thank you for coming in.
Hi, Charlie. Good to be here.
It must be Ollie time again.
It is. This is our three-week session that's coming up. We call it the summer session, even though it happens in the springtime. It starts May 16th, a Tuesday,
okay.
And we will meet for 3 weeks. We end the day after Memorial Day and meet on Tuesday and Wednesday once a week for each class, 2 hours each class.
Okay, so it fewer classes and basically cut in half. Normally in the fall and spring, it's a six-week session.
That's right. And I know you all want to know what the new classes are.
Well,
so
sure.
Here they are.
Before we get to that, again, I just want to set a little bit for those that maybe don't know about the Ollie program. Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, Mr. Osher's foundation, set up one of these in every state.
That's
typically right. Through one of the major universities.
That's right. And we're lucky to have OSU sponsor our area here. And we've been going in Bartlesville for about 5 years. Mm-hmm. The Tulsa Stillwater groups are much longer than that. In fact, that's where I started going down to Tulsa for these classes. They're designed for what we call seasoned seniors. Mm-hmm. But, you know, anyone can attend, but they are during the daytime, so that precludes, you know, most working folk. But we do have Charlie give our movie nights on Thursday night. That's the only in the fall and spring.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's just, I think, more conducive if you don't have to work so hard to shut out the light coming in from outside. So evening times work out pretty well for
That's
films.
That's right. Yeah.
Again, it's a series of classes taught by volunteer instructors that have either a background or an interest in a particular topic.
That's true. And they are designed to stimulate your brain and to also stimulate social activity, because it becomes a group where you make new friends, reconnect with your old friends, and by now we have a solid core of people who take practically every class, but always bringing in their friends and neighbors and people who are new to town and just hearing about it. So we welcome everyone.
Most of the classes, like if it's a two-hour session, somewhere around the 55-minute to an hour time, kind of take a break for some refreshments.
Cookies.
To get up and walk around. And since that doesn't always work well on my film classes, it's kind of just there's two or three or four people that typically you'll find them carrying in some brownies or some popcorn or something that it's just kind of a, you know, like in the movie theater, get up and grab something off the table when you want, or pass it around the room, and
then
we'll
right.
have some good time later. You know.
Yeah, every after an hour, we have a little break, yes. So it's really exciting this spring, I mean summer class.
we're spring now, but the class will be the summer semester.
Right.
And you say the Bartlesville classes are in May. I know some of the others are June semesters.
Sometimes we run into June, but not this year. We're getting it over with. So we'll be all ready for, Mozart.
Exactly.
Yeah. And one of our classes actually deals with the early years. So let me tell you, because Joe Williams is going to talk. One class is about the adventurer in you. And Joe Williams, he had a publishing company here and did lots of public relations work, I think. And he took a 500-mile hike on an ancient pilgrimage route. Goes through the south of France, the Pyrenees Mountains, and over the northern plains of Spain, which are stark, believe me.
Yeah.
And he did this all on foot last summer, and he's going to tell us all about this experience, an adventure he had wanted to take for a long time and finally did, and encourage us to do the same
dreams. He spoke at the library a week or two ago. A date escapes me. It was a Monday night for the Creative Writing Awards, and was very well received.
That's true. This pilgrimage of the Camino de Santiago, the road of Saint Santiago, it ends in a huge cathedral at San Juan de Compostela. And I have actually done the pilgrimage myself, but I laughed and told Joe, I did it in a tour bus, so it was much easier.
Well, yeah.
But it is a wonderful experience to hear about. Charlie Sheen and his son did this and did a wonderful documentary about it. And I encourage everyone to explore your own desires and come to this class. He's going to tell us how to do what you want to do for adventure.
Well, and the nice thing about Ollie, and one of the phrases that I think I heard from Ann Cleary the first time we talked about that you would like to start up something in Bartlesville, just kind of the overarching guiding principles in that no homework, no tests, and no grades.
No papers to write either. Absolutely. It's just learning for the fun of it. That's what Osher Lifelong Learning is all about. And it was started by a man who realized that this is a need in our country. When people, you know, retire, they sometimes just sink into a apathy and depression, and this is the cure for that, for sure.
You mean you wanted just people to do something other than just run the remote on the TV?
That's right. Well, anyhow, we've got Joe Williams this class, and then we have Living Room Conversations and all about what Kevin Bennett is going to talk about. We have a wonderful class by the co-founder of OK Mozart, Nan Buehlinger. Mm-hmm. She is going to talk about the early years. The idea was germinated in 1983. She and Ransom Wilson, mm-hmm. the flutist, the director of the Solisti Orchestra mm-hmm. that came here for years and years.
Started out as a community
right.
concert event.
That's going, yes. And in 1985, they mounted the first festival, an international music festival. And she was the executive director for up until 2001. Mm-hmm. And so Nana's going to cover those early years with us. And just, it's going to be a trip through Memoryville. I'll tell you, it's going to be wonderful.
Nan will be an excellent presenter for
Absolutely.
You.
We've got tapes and recordings and all kinds of things. We have another class backed by popular demand for the would-be writers in the community. Jennifer McMurrin, a young woman who has written published several novels mm-hmm. and is currently on the board of the OWFI, that's Oklahoma Writers Federation. She is going to tell us how to write fiction. And I'm going to take this class because I know Jennifer and I know she'll do an outstanding job of encouraging us to develop characters and to put the setting in such a way that it adds to the story, just all kinds of things. She's terrific. So, and I'm going to let Kevin, of course, talk about his class, but I should mention this is the last series of Ollie classes until next fall. Mm-hmm. I think we start September 18th or something. I'd have to look. But if you have bought an annual, the only way to take Ollie classes is to be a member. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So really, and, really inexpensive membership
right,
fee.
It's $40 a year, but then you pay $25 for each class. Excuse me. So those of us who take lots of classes find it's really more frugal to get the $200 membership.
Mm-hmm. And that way you can take as many as you want all year long.
That's right. And our membership year ends on July 31st this year.
June 30. Yeah. So this is going to be a neat event. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to take a break, and we'll talk with Kevin when we continue in just a moment on K1.
At Quick Lane at Dungeness Ford, we're ready to serve, especially when it comes to getting the right tire price. With our low-priced tire guarantee, we'll meet any price on the 13 major tire brands we sell, including Michelin, BF Goodrich, Bridgestone, and Goodyear. And you can't beat our $9.95 oil change. Like all of our services, we work on all makes and all models. No appointment necessary with While You Wait service. Weekday 7 to 6 and Saturday 7 to 1. Quick Lane at Dungeness Ford, Highway 75 south of Nowata Road.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
And continuing a community connection on 1400 K1, talking about the summer semester in Bartlesville for the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, Ollie at OSU, and someone who has taught several, I want to say three or four, but it could be more than that, classes for Ollie, Kevin Bennett. Good morning, sir.
Nice. Good morning, Charlie. It's great to be here.
Thank you so much for coming in. And sounds just what little I know about your presentation, like you've got what will be a hit on your hands.
Well, I sure hope so. I'm interested in increasing civil discourse in our country.
And I said jokingly, but I was half serious at the time, can you get the whole 100-member Senate in the room?
I'm actually working on that with my son in the Oklahoma legislature, but that's another story.
Okay.
But what happened to me, Charlie, was that my experience of the most recent national election was just I found myself exhausted and dismayed, listening to all these candidates sort of yell at each other and tear each other down and not really be very constructive. And it just sucked the energy out of me, and I thought there had to be a better way. And I didn't want to, I'm not expecting the politicians to lead the way on this, but when I looked around for a solution, there's obviously a lot of other people in the country who feel the same way, and I found this format called Living Room Conversations, created by an organization of the same name, and their whole purpose is just to have a simple way that anybody with an open mind can engage with their friends in friendly, meaningful conversations about topics that they care about. The goal is just to increase understanding and reveal common ground and encourage people to talk in such a way that they can really focus on common ground and creative solutions.
Well, that's interesting that you would try to work on common ground. Politically, over the last, you can pick the number of years, but the political talk, just even between, you know, friends, coworkers, has become more polarized, let alone our national conversation. And you're looking for common ground. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I sure am. I remember back in the Reagan days, it was, you know, Reagan was a Republican, and the Speaker of the House, Democrat Tip O'Neill, they often fought like cats and dogs on various political issues, but they had what they called the 6 p.m. rule. Mm-hmm. And after 6 p.m., politics stopped. They would go out for dinner. They would talk. They were friends. And I think that had a lot of beneficial impacts for the country. And now that sort of thing is fading. It seems like politicians are enemies in the legislature and outside the legislature 100% of the time, and it's very, very difficult for them to find common ground, and it sets a bad example for the rest of us.
It does, and I think we have copied that in, particularly in social media, with all the political posts there, and I believe in the First Amendment, so post what you want, but it's still a matter of you can be persuasive, but be in a nice manner the same way.
Well, that's the goal. And yeah, social media, the internet is certainly an encourager of incivility. It's really easy to point fingers and name call to people who you don't see face to face. But it has an effect, and a recent study found that half the people in America have unfriended people on Facebook just because they find listening to them to be unpleasant or uncomfortable. So that's what the problem is, but I'm very interested in solutions. So in today's world, when so many of us find it difficult to connect with people with different perspectives, my question is, what are we going to do to turn that around? And I'm just delighted with this format from Living Room Conversations. It's a very, very simple process. In my class, there's going to be three sessions, and the first two topics are going to be, what are we going to do in America after the election, and police and community relations. And, you know, those are typically divisive topics that mm-hmm. people might be hesitant to talk about. So those are going to be the first two topics. The remaining topics we'll decide on mm-hmm. as a class.
Sure. And just looking at both of those, I think we can all think of an incident in the past 12 months where a police officer or several police officers interacted with the public, and that interaction was something other than the most positive. You can talk about rioting, you can talk about people getting shot, you can talk about all sorts of things, and those are the stories, fortunately or unfortunately, that make the news.
They are. And so people tend to get very, very hostile and firm in their opinions when they're faced with this kind of stuff. And so our format is a little bit different. It started back in 2010. The founders of this organization decided they really wanted some way to help everyday citizens discuss important issues with people who might have different political affiliations or backgrounds. And so their idea was if two friends with different points of view got together and they each invited two friends to have a conversation and everybody is clear about the intent of the conversation, then they could create sort of a safe space for respectful and meaningful exchange of ideas. The idea is that we'll develop relationships, find common ground, and then, you know, be in a state of mind where we can cooperate on finding solutions to these problems that face our country. And so they did this in a pilot program, and the participants discovered that it was a little tense at the start, but they soon felt very comfortable using the format, and those early conversations fostered relationships that continue to this very day.
Kevin, where will your class be presented?
It's going to be at Disciples Christian Church.
No,
Whoops.
It'll be at the library. Sorry, I failed to mention that all four classes are now going to be in the upstairs meeting room of Bartlesville Public Library, 600 South Johnstone.
Well, it's a good thing we covered that now, or
yes,
Kevin would have shown up at the church.
It was originally at Disciples Christian, but we've changed that, so sorry.
Oh, that's okay, but now everybody knows for sure, including the instructor.
Yeah.
Well, this sounds like it's going to be an excellent three-week session, and I can easily see how you can cover a lot of ground in 3 weeks, Kevin. So.
Yep, it's going to be great, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, I would like people to look forward to it as well, and let's talk about how people can get signed up, particularly if you are already at the $200 level. Why not?
Oh, yeah, if you've already paid that within the past 11 and a half months, you are free to take as many of these classes as you like, yeah. So if you haven't, then it would be a $40 membership fee mm-hmm. and $25 for a class. So please be aware that you can call OSU. There's an 800 number, and it will be on flyers that will be put out in the library and Arvest Bank and the various other places.
Typically, I don't know how this one was going to look, but typically it's kind of a small orange book, so pretty easy to find.
Well, it's going to be, no, here we go again.
Okay.
Another correction. This time it'll just be a two-page flyer.
Okay.
Yeah, front and back to take care of the four classes, yeah. We're going cheap for the spring.
Sure. Well, why not? So for those that are would-be new members, uh-huh. There is the initial fee.
Yeah, $40. Even though it just is for this one session.
Mm-hmm.
But if you paid $40 last September, you know, all you have to do is $25 a class.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll look for those flyers. And again, I want to please repeat the phone number. And if nothing else, you can go to your favorite search engine and Ollie at Oklahoma State University. Please spell out Oklahoma, otherwise you'll get Ohio or Oregon.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Ollie at OSU Stillwater. That makes it easy. And it pops it right up. And there is an 800 number, 800-765-8933. And I think if you look next week on the cable news crawl, it will be up there again. We have to every other week with mm-hmm. them. Oh, you can get lunches since we have a morning and an afternoon. You can either brown bag your lunch or for $9, which you sign up for at registration, then they will deliver a box lunch, and it's always delicious.
Okay.
So,
Ollie at OSU, the summer series, and we got to hear from Ann and Kevin this morning, and hopefully we'll see you at the class. News from ONN.
Prisons are at 109% inmate capacity, and relief is needed immediately. He says the state's inmate population has reached